Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Adrian on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you're transferring, please?
Yes, for sure. Adrian, right? I
Correct.
have Antonetta Taylor. Antonetta spelled Antonietta.
Perfect. You can go ahead and transfer over.
Okay, so initially, her file was sent across, but sometimes when we generate the reports, you guys say that it has to be retransferred, so this is the case. But it's still a new claim. It just is a, I guess, on the report maybe it didn't show up, so it's like it counts as a retransfer, I guess.
Oh, I see.
Just so you're aware, yeah. I mean, just if you do pull her up and you see the name already, because initially, my note says November 19th transferred to Brittany, right?
And you said Antonetta and
Yeah. But if it
Antonetta.
doesn't show up, that's because it didn't generate on your reports. So
Okay,
it'll
and how
be
do you
in the
spell it again?
second Antonietta, last name Taylor.
I don't think I see it here on the
That's because it's a new claim.
I
Yeah.
see.
And so
Okay.
that's why it didn't. All right. So Antonetta, I have Adrian on the line for email.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Miss Taylor. Thank you so much. Hi, Miss Taylor. I'm gonna go ahead and ask you a series of questions here. And
Okay.
would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, please.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Yes, correct.
And who's filing this claim? Yourself?
Yes, myself.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Miss
Thank
Antonetta. And you said your last name was what again? Sorry.
Taylor,
Miss Taylor.
Taylor. Yes.
Perfect. And what is that date of diagnosis?
I was diagnosed, it was a while. So I think in July of 2019.
2019. And you wouldn't happen to know the day, would you, or?
Was right after my dad's birthday. So around July 17th, July
17.
17th.
Okay. So I have 7/17/2019. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And then what is your date of birth?
My birth 09/06/91.
I have 9/6/1991.
Yes.
Perfect. And then do you know anyone else that may have been injured due to Depo-Provera?
No, I don't know anyone else.
No, no worries. And I'm gonna go ahead and ask you some yes or no questions here. Did you consume slash use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes.
And did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo-Provera prior to the switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? Yes or no?
Yes.
And then did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum? Yes or no?
Yes, I did.
Within 1 year, can you confirm you have at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
And then, did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
And then, what was your usage start date? When did you start using Depo-Provera?
I started when I was in college, so it was around 2000, March of 2012.
March of 2012. And then, what was your usage stop date? When did you stop?
I stopped using it around, it had to be like years later. I stopped using it around 2018.
2018. And what was that month? Was it winter, Christmas time, summer?
Nope, it was right before summer. It was around May.
May. So,
Yeah, the end of May.
Okay. And then what day would you want me to go ahead and put here, like around?
You can do it was the end of May, so I guess we can do like May 30th.
30th. Okay. So
Yeah.
then I have the usage start date as March 1st of 2012, and your usage stop date as May 30th of 2018. Is that correct?
Yeah, yes, that's correct.
Perfect. And then your main injury or medical problem, you advised me that you were diagnosed with meningioma. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that is meningioma of the brain, correct?
Yes.
And then can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please, Miss Taylor?
I'm a female.
And then your marital status?
Single.
And can you go ahead and repeat your first and last name for me, please?
Yes, Antonetta Taylor.
And then just to confirm, I have Antonetta, which would it be ANTONETTA?
No, it's ANTONIETTA.
Perfect. And just to confirm, it's ANTONIETTA, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. And then Taylor is TAYLOR.
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. And then what is your social security number?
It's 377-31-4506.
I have, just to confirm, I have 377-31-4506, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And what is a good primary contact email for you?
It's my first and last name. It's still different though. It's still ANTIONETTA Taylor at yahoo.com.
And then just to confirm, I have ANTIONETTA Taylor at yahoo.com.
Yes, that's correct.
And then your primary phone number, mobile phone number, would be 313-773-1566.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
And the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning is fine. Morning is
Morning.
fine.
And what is your full address?
It is 14378 Foss, FAUST, Detroit, Michigan, 48223.
I have 14378, and what was the rest? Sorry, what was the street name?
Foss. Yeah, Foss, I'm sorry. FAUST.
I have SAUT.
Foss, F as in friend, AUST.
Oh, Faust, sorry.
Yeah,
Faust.
Foss. No, that's fine.
And then you said Avenue, correct?
Avenue, yes, that's correct.
I have
I'm sorry.
14378 Faust Avenue, Detroit in Wayne County, Michigan, 48223.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Perfect. And do you have a building number or apartment number at all?
No.
No. And then what is your diagnosing doctor's name?
His name was Dr. Richards.
Dr. Richards?
Yes, his first name Dr. Boyd, BOYD.
Boyd Richards, and that's ending in
Yes.
S for Richards, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that confirmation. And what is the facility name called? The diagnosing facility name?
The facility is Beaumont Hospital. It's called Corwell now, but back then it was called Beaumont.
And how would you spell that?
Beaumont or the name or the old name?
Which one would you like me to go ahead and put here? Let's go ahead and just put where you were diagnosed, what it was called before.
Okay, it's Beaumont. It's B-A, I'm sorry, BEAUMONT Hospital.
Let's go ahead and see if the address pulls up here. And is it called Corwell now?
It's called Corewell Health, yes.
Oh, I see. No wonder. Yeah, so that's what it comes up to be as now. And
Okay.
would it happen to be in Royal Oak?
No, this hospital is on Grand River. Yeah. In Farmington Hills. Sorry.
Oh, Farmington Hills. Yes, I found that one. So I have Corewell Health Farmington Hills Hospital, and that's in 28050 Grand River Avenue, Farmington Hills.
Yep. Yep. With the zip code 48336. Yes.
Sorry, what is 4? Oh, yeah, yeah. The zip code 48336.
Yeah.
Correct. So I'm going to go ahead and just put Corewell Health Farmington Hills Hospital, since that's what it has here.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go ahead and put the phone number here since I have it here already. And then,
all right.
Do you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No, no priors.
And then, what about your treating doctor name? Is it the same or a different doctor?
My treating doctor, yes, it was the same doctor.
Same. Okay, no worries. And then, what about your prescribing doctor name? Is it the same or a different prescribing doctor?
It's the same doctor.
Same one. And then what about your pharmacy name? Where do you get your pharmaceuticals or medication?
From CVS.
CVS? And which CVS would that happen to be?
My CVS is up the street from my house. It's 18500 Grand River.
So I have Grand River. Yes, so it's 18500 Grand River Avenue, Detroit, Michigan, 48223.
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And then I have the phone number here. And then would you like to go ahead and put anything in your medical notes at all?
No.
And then what about, do you have a copy of the medical records of your medical
records? I don't have it, but I can get it.
Okay, you can get it. And then how can you provide these medical records, by mail or electronically or both?
I can do both. If I can get them electronically, I can do them both. Or I can, I guess I can have them get printed out. Either or, it's fine.
Okay, great. And we request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Is there anyone you'd like to go ahead and put for your emergency contact?
Yes, that's fine. I could put my mother.
Your mother? And do you live with your mother by any chance?
No.
No. And what is your mother's name?
Her name is Pauletta Taylor.
And you said Pauletta. Would that be Pauletta with two T's?
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's P-A-U-L-E-T-T-A Taylor.
Taylor. Perfect. I got the spelling correctly. I like that name. Pauletta. That's a really pretty name. Pauletta.
It is, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Of course. I have Pauletta Taylor, and what is her phone number?
Her number is 313-828-3542.
And just to confirm, I have 313-828-3542. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And then you said that was your mother, correct?
Yes, that's my mother.
And then do you happen to know her email? By any chance?
Her email, yes, is Pauletta Jessica.t@yahoo.com.
And then, do you know her address by any chance?
Yes, her address is 23590 Civic Center Drive.
And that
Also
would.
Michigan. Sorry.
That was also in Detroit, Michigan?
No, that's also, that's in Southfield, Michigan.
Okay. Let's see.
48033.
Southfield, correct?
Yes, Southfield, Michigan.
Perfect. And then I'm going to go ahead and send you the agreement so you get that you have a copy. I'm going to go ahead and send you it via email and text message. So let me go ahead and just confirm that I have everything, all the spelling and everything correctly with you before I send this to you again via email and text message.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and just pull it up here really quickly. So, Ms. Taylor, sorry, my computer froze for a quick second. I don't know what happened.
Oh, sorry. You're fine.
Perfect. So, just to confirm, Ms. Taylor, I have Antonetta, which is Antonietta Taylor, Taylor, correct?
Yes.
And your street address is 14378 Faust Avenue, Detroit, Michigan, 48223. Telephone number is 313-773-1566. Email address is Antonetta Taylor, first last name, @yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yes, the email is spelled a little different, so it's spelled Antonietta. That's the correct way.
Oh, correct. Sorry, I totally forgot you. Yes, that's the email address. So just to confirm, the email address is Antonietta@yahoo.com, correct?
Yes, you got it. Perfect, yes.
Perfect. Yes, I totally forgot you spelled the email differently. And then... I have the date of birth as 09/06/1991. Social is 377-31-4506. Is that all correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. So I just sent that over to you, a DocuSign over to you via email and text message. So go ahead and put me on speaker if you haven't already, but this should only take about a minute, depending on how fast you are. But go ahead and click that link in the email or text, and then it should redirect you to a new DocuSign web page. But let me know when you have it opened up in front of you.
I have it opened up.
Perfect. So go ahead and click the link in it. It'll redirect you to a new DocuSign web page. And then there it might ask you to allow consent for signature. And then maybe a yes button to allow consent, and check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature, then continue. And then at the top right of the page, you'll see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to your first signature field. That small yellow box, please click it, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign.
Okay.
Just make sure your signature is inside the margins, inside the box. And then once you do that, go ahead and hit adopt and sign. And then now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page. And it'll lead you to through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields. And then you might have to do some initials. So if once you get to the initial fields, just do the exact same thing like you did for these signatures.
Okay.
And then once you do that, at the top right of the screen, the yellow box should say finish. If it says finish, you can go ahead and click it and it should be submitted. But if it says next, you can click next and it'll direct you to a signature box that you may have skipped.
Okay, yeah, it says finish.
It says finish. Perfect. So let me go ahead and just double check here on my end that I received it. And then I'm going to go ahead and give you their direct line to the law firm that you've been assigned to. But again, you should be receiving a call from them within the next 48 hours. But for whatever reason, if you do not receive a call from them within the next 2 days, go ahead and give this direct line a call. So let me know when you have a pen and paper in hand so I can go ahead and give you their information.
Okay, I have one. I just got
Perfect.
It.
Perfect. So you've been assigned to Pulaski Legal, which is spelled Pulaski. And their direct line is 909-906-3862.
Okay. Alrighty, I got it.
Perfect, Ms. Taylor. Well, again, I do want to appreciate your time that you gave me. I'm going to go ahead and send you a text message right after this phone call as well with my direct line and information. So if you have any questions, concerns along the way, you could always feel free and contact me, and I would be happy to assist you. But from now on, you will be assigned to that law firm. And if you want, you know, updates on your case, you could always feel free and contact them, and you know, they'll be happy to assist you and give you an update. But for whatever reason, you could always feel free, and I'd be happy to assist you. Do you have any questions, concerns for me while I have you on the line, Ms. Taylor?
No, I don't have any questions, Adrian.
Perfect. Well, again, you should be receiving a call from them within the next 48 hours and a text from me within the next minute. But I do appreciate your time. I hope you have a great rest of your day and Merry Christmas, Ms. Taylor.
Thank you, Adrian. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.